It's time for Project Connect on Husker Radio. Each year, Project Connect hosts an in-person event as a one-stop shop for families and individuals to connect with services around the area. The event is sponsored by Families First Partnership. This year, due to COVID-19, the event could not take place. In its absence, Husker Radio was proud to partner with Families First Partnership and provide an audio resource to get the word out on these critical organizations. To learn more about Project Connect, go to familiesfirstpartnership.org. You can also hear all our Project Connect interviews at HuskerRadio.com. Now, on with today's Project Connect, here's Tristan Winder.
And welcome back on our Project Connect Spotlight here at Husker Radio. Pleased to have Lori McCoon joining us here of the Berean Church. Lori, we appreciate you taking some time for us today.
Thank you.
Now, Lori, tell us how things have been going for the crew at the Berean Church here throughout the COVID-19 outbreak.
Well, it's been a learning curve for sure.
A learning curve, I'm sure, to say the least. I'm sure that things have been awfully interesting as you attempt to offer the essential services throughout the global pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been able to do some interesting things in terms of live stream and outdoor worship. So we've been able to continue to offer, God to the community. So that's been good.
Obviously, a vital service there to offer. And tell us about the assistance and services that the Berean Church has available, similar to some of the agencies that you encounter at Project Connect at the DNN Event Center each year.
We started a new ministry in the fall called Fresh Start, and it really is designed to give people, especially those in generational poverty or with challenging work histories, an opportunity for some practical job preparedness training paired up with people who are going to, allies who are going to help walk them hopefully to success in the job world.
Okay, so it sounds to me, Lori, that you guys are helping individuals to make that big difference out there on the occupational front.
Right, we're helping them get a job so that they can actually support themselves and their families. This is a new ministry. It is keyed around both practical job training class that we offer, where they are paired with an ally, and they're also given the opportunity to show up on a consistent basis and prove that they're ready to work. The problem is COVID hit, and so we had to cancel our spring class, so we will be tentatively offering this in September instead.
So were you able to offer classes in the fall to kick things off?
We're hoping to.
Okay.
We've got them scheduled to begin on September 14th. There'll be three nights a week, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday for 19 sessions.
Okay. And tell us about the curriculum, so to speak, of this course.
It's really interesting because it offers the a chance for to start with the participants' experiences, add new information, and then give them a way to apply that content and then take away a commitment to act. We do things that are very practical, like developing a 60-second personal commercial and crafting resumes that'll help with difficult backgrounds. We do real-life job interviews. But probably the biggest thing is we pair them up with someone who's going to walk with them. And then we also have a team that's working in the community to try to identify employers who will give them an opportunity to work.
Okay, so do you work with any employers then once individuals have gone through this course?
We have a team that is finding employers who would be open to hiring these folks, especially since they will have proven that they can show up for this entire class ready to work and on time. That's one of the things that employers are looking for. And then they have an ally that's going to walk with them to help them have success in that job.
And tell us about these allies. Are these individuals that have good work history that you've encountered through the Berean Church? Or how do you get to know these allies and partner each other there within this wonderful organization?
We actually have 34 volunteers who make up the Fresh Start team. And so the allies are people who just have a heart for helping those who maybe have not had an opportunity to have a good work history. And they will sit in the class with them. They'll go through the class with them. They'll get to know them personally. And then they can help with any contacts that they have, as well as just continuing encouragement. Sometimes when you just get a new job and things start going haywire, you know, like your car breaks the first day, you just need a friend who can come alongside and help you problem solve and figure out how to move forward.
Well, starting a new job can be extremely intimidating and extremely frustrating. There's always a learning curve, no matter what you're doing. And in learning this new job, and in today's world, you're learning about computers or having a different experience with computers and so many different things. So it's just so great to have that positive reinforcement of somebody telling you, well, yeah, today was a tough day, but next week's going to be better.
Right. The other thing that we do is every time we meet, we have a meal. And we offer childcare for those who are going through the class to get rid of some of the barriers that people have to success. And it also gives our allies a chance to fellowship over a meal and get to know the people that they're working with better.
Awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun, too, that great camaraderie that expands there over a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we have Lori joining us here for the Berean Church talking about their new program here on our Project Connect Spotlight. And Lori, tell us about the ideal individual that you would be looking for to join the Fresh Start program.
You know, it's especially suited for those who come from a generational poverty background or who have a challenging work history. Maybe they have a jail record. Maybe they've come through a rehab program. Maybe they've just been out of work for a while and they just don't even know the best way to enter into the work world. So this is designed to give them really fundamental skills on how they can be successful.
This is a good step in the right direction, and for some it could be that great first step in the right direction.
Yes, that's why we call it Fresh Start. We want to give them a start, an opportunity for them to use their God-given gifts and abilities to make a fresh start, both in practical work skills and in an introduction to Jesus.
Well, Lori, is there anything else you'd like to add today on our Project Connect Spotlight?
If they know of someone who's interested in doing this training, they can talk with Carolyn at Families First Partnership or Carolyn, they can call the Berean Church and we'll give them information on how to reach Carolyn or Carolyn, and they can fill out the necessary forms. All we ask the participants to do is pay $15 to cover the cost of their workbook and be willing to show up on a regular basis, and all other costs, including the meal and the child care, are provided.
Sounds like an awesome organization, and I'm glad that the Berean Church is putting this on. And although it is sponsored by the Berean Church, all people welcome, I'm sure, for this, no matter what faith or religion you may belong to or believe in.
Yeah, not only are they welcome to attend the class, they're also welcome to be on the team. We are a community team, not just Bereans that are volunteering here. We have people from other walks of life. We have people from other faith backgrounds. And they're all coming together with the idea of helping people get a start up in a leg up in this economy.
Well, Lori, if individuals listening want to learn more, what's the best way for them to learn more and possibly enroll in the program like you mentioned?
I'd start with calling Carolyn at Families First Partnership. It's down on the one-way street, kind of kitty corner to the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
So they could stop in there, or they could give her a call. She's part of our recruiting team, where they will take the information and give them what they need to go further. If they want to talk to me or just get more information about the program, they can call the Berean Church and ask for Lori.
Well, Lori, we sure do appreciate the time here and appreciate all the work and all the allies are doing here for this Fresh Start program. Sounds like it's a lot of fun, and hopefully you guys can hit the ground running here in the fall.
I hope so. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Project Connect on Husker Radio. You can listen back to this and all other Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com. And learn more about Project Connect at familiesfirstpartnership.org. the sponsor of this great program.